نصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى وأطيعوا الله ورسوله لعلكم ترحمون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن أحب سنتي فقد أحبني ومن أحبني فكان معي في الجنة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected brothers and elders, the idea is to change ourselves, to put a brake on the pattern of life that we are living, and we should ponder that where we are heading towards. This pattern of life that I have, the way I am living my life, the way I am spending my time, using my wealth and health, where this usage is taking me towards, what is my destination? Otherwise, my dear brothers, merely listening to the talks and giving the talks is not going to benefit neither the speaker, neither the listener. I knew it, what was the right path is not going to take me anywhere on the Day of Judgment. I spoke in about the right path of life is not going to take me anywhere either. I, myself, and everyone here has to open the ears of our hearts. We have to listen from the ears of our hearts. Where am I heading towards? Where this life is leading me? What is life all about? How can I understand the right path? And how can I apply that right path in my life? This is the question, my dear brothers. This is the idea of life. This is the idea of life. Now, the only thing is, my dear brothers, that I wanted to discuss today, I wanted to everyone, myself and everyone to wake up on that, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has beautified this life that He has given us with a very beautiful purpose, with a very beautiful goal. We can keep the speaker there.
Just try and put it up here.
It's going to be in my ears.
That's okay for 20 minutes.
We can keep the speaker in the
room. Text me. Thank you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So what I was saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has beautified this life with a beautiful goal, my dear brothers. And that goal is to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the goal is to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to know who Allah is. To know what grandeur and what greatness Allah has. To recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the purpose of our life. Now my dear brothers and elders, you know, we consider the sins we know in our life as sins. A person deceiving someone, lying, not offering salah, eating haram, all of this we consider them as sins. And we try to stay away from it as much we can. And we try to save our family members, our friends from that also. But my dear brothers, all of these what I have mentioned are less of a sin, are really small sins. Are really small mistakes. The greatest mistake, the greatest problem, the greatest sin one can commit is not recognizing Allah, is not fulfilling the purpose why He was created. This is the greatest sin, this is the greatest failure, this is the greatest disgrace, that a person dies and he dies without recognizing Allah. He dies without knowing who Allah is. He dies without loving Allah. He dies without the complete Iman. He dies without the connection with Allah. Without experiencing the closeness with Allah. This is the greatest mistake. This is the greatest sin. A person was sent by the company to a city for a meeting. And he goes there and he commits many things. He commits many mistakes. Company doesn't care what he did over there. But if he fails to attend that meeting, that is the greatest mistake the company will consider. We sent you all the way there, we took all the expenses, and you still fail the purpose of what we have sent you for. So my dear brothers, this is the very first thing. This is the wake-up call that we need to understand. We need to wake ourselves up to this purpose of life. Life is just not about eating, drinking, fulfilling our needs. That's all not what life is about. That you wake up in the day, you sleep at night, and you wake up another day, you sleep at night again, and then life goes on. No. Allahu Akbar. We never took it seriously. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never opened that door for us. Allah opens this door only for those who really want it to be opened. Like one Shaykh, he said, how easy it is to recognize Allah. You know, my dear brothers and sisters, the thing which is most important for human beings are made very easy for them. Are made very accessible for them. Water is very important for human life. It has been made really easy to get access to water. Air is very important. To breathe. We need oxygen. It made free for all mankind. Very easy access. But even more than these things, recognizing Allah is more important. And it had been made even more easier than that. But if one closes his eyes and he doesn't want to, then what can we do? You know, you bring, like the Shaykh, he said, you bring a piece of paper which has these letters written in a language which I don't know. So letters, they are the signs to indicate towards the meaning. They're nothing. They just indicate towards the meaning, and the meaning has the reality. So if I know that language, I will understand those signs and I will get to the meaning. That's what it is. If I don't know that language, I will never understand what these signs mean. If you write down Chinese in a piece of paper and ask me to read, I will never read, I will never understand. Allahu Akbar. My dear brothers, this sky, this earth, these mountains, these different faces, different languages, different kinds of animals, plants, all of this is a language to know Allah. It's a sign to know Allah, but the unfortunate thing is we don't know this language. We can't get to the meaning. We are just lost in these signs. We are just lost in that. So my dear brothers, this is the greatest purpose of life, greatest need of our life. To know who Allah is, to attach this heart with Allah. And the door to do that, my dear brothers, is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our problem begins from not recognizing who our Prophet is. Because the door towards Allah goes through Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We failed to recognize who our Prophet was, in whose ummah we are sent in. We failed in that. That's why we failed recognizing Allah. That's why we are failing in all aspects of our life. Even though having the same kalima, even though having the same Quran, even though having the same religion, this ummah is still not united. Still hearts are broken. Still unity is not there. Still that love and that connection which Muslims had to have with each other is not there. That ta'alluq of Allah, that connection with Allah, that fear of Allah, that modesty, all those characteristics which deen presents, which deen wants, requires to be in Muslims, is not there. The reason is that we fail to recognize who Allah is and who Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. That is the reason. We fail to recognize who Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. What he did for us, what is our duties towards him. Allahu Akbar. My dear brothers, this is that great of a treasure, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That treasure, that formula, which can bring entire Muslim ummah together on one point. The only formula, the only great formula which can bring everyone together. If we do not follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we will not have, we will not recognize who he is, if we will not attach ourselves to him, there is no point on which ummah can get together. There's no point, there's no formula we can apply to get rid of the social issues we are facing, the family issues that we are facing, the individual issues we are facing. There's no formula you can find, you can think of. No. Total no. The only way is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way, the Mubarak, the blessed way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now this formula has two elements, my dear brothers and sisters. One element is muhabbat. Love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if I were to ask right now, who loves Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Everybody will raise their hands. And everybody should raise their hands that we love our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As soon a person recites kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, as soon a person becomes a believer, he accepts Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a degree of love of Allah and His Rasul. One degree everyone has. But my dear brothers, to cook tea and to cook food, not the smallest degree of heat is enough. I turn on the stove and I say, nah, the stove is heat. I put it on the lowest level. Is the tea going to be cooked? The bread I can cook on that stove? No. There is a degree required to cook food. There is a degree of love is required from Allah and His Rasul. From the love of Allah and His Rasul, that degree is required. And mere that degree is not going to benefit either, my dear brothers. Abu Talib also loved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But where this love took him? The second element of this formula is the first element is love, and the second element with it is the ita'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muhabbat with ita'at. That degree of love which brings me into the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is going to become the formula of salvation in our lives, in this world and in the hereafter. And Sahaba Ikram Rizwanullahi Alayhim Ajma'in showed the entire Ummah what love means and what ita'at means. That is the only reason the Prophets are sent. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. The Prophets are only sent so they can be followed, they can be obeyed. Now here we claim that we love Allah, here we claim we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But none of our aspect of life shows that we are the follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Neither apparently, neither outwardly we do not follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inwardly, we do not follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then we claim we are his ummati. And then we celebrate his birthday. We celebrate Rabiul Awwal. We celebrate being in his ummat. This is not celebration, my dear brothers. For Muslim, for mu'min, the one who really loves Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for him, every single day of his life is a celebration he should make. Every single life, every single day in his life, he should be celebrating. I am the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Sahaba ikram rizwanullahi alaihim ajma'in, they showed, my dear brothers, what love means, how to love Allah and His Rasul, how to fulfill the purpose of life. You know, Anas radiallahu anhu, he said that once we asked, out of love, we used to urge this, we used to desire this, that whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should walk in among us, we should stand up for him. This love and the respect, the greatness that we have for him required this. But we had that degree of love which made us obedient of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He did not liked us to stand up for him, so we did not stand up for him. We did not stand up whenever he came, because he did not require this. So that degree of love is required, my dear brothers, which make us obedient of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That degree of love is going to benefit us in this dunya and benefit us in the hereafter. Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, who later on became Muslim, he used to travel a lot in the other cities with these caravans of trade. So once he came to Medina before accepting Islam, just to see how the companions are with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he came back to Medina, what did he say? He said, "Ma ra'aytu ahadan yuhibbu ahadan kama ra'aytu yuhibbu ashabu Muhammadin Muhammada." I have never seen anyone loving anyone the way I have seen loving Prophet, the love of Ashab Muhammad to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The way they are loving him. That when he makes wuzu, they don't let the water fall on the ground. When he spits, they don't let the spit fall on the ground. They follow him blindly, whatever he says. The Sahaba used to say, "Ya Rasulullah, just tell us, just point us. Just give us one indication to jump from the mountain, we will jump. Just give us one indication to jump into the ocean, we will jump. Just give us one indication." That much love. One Sahabi, he says, "One day I was sitting in my house, and this thought made me restless. That now, whenever we feel the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and whenever we wanted to cool our eyes, we get up from our house and we go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We see him, and our eyes are cooling. We become happy." So once he said, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with this thought, and he said, "I am restless. I'm not content." So I'm not content with this. Then what is going to happen now in this life? It is okay, I can come to you, I can cool in my eyes whenever I want to see you. But in Jannat, you're going to be on the highest level, and we're not going to reach that level. So if in Jannat, if this desire comes to see your blessed face, to see your beautiful face, what I'm going to do? Right away this ayat was revealed. Right away on that moment, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam brought this ayat. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. Right away Jibreel alayhi salam came with this ayat. That those who not only loved, but followed Allah and His Rasul, obeyed Allah and His Rasul, are going to be with Nabiyeen and Siddiqeen and Shuhada and Salihin on the Day of Judgment in Jannah. So Sahaba used to say that when we heard this from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he said, "Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba," that the man is going to be raised and stay on the day of judgment with the one whom he loved in his life. So many occasions came into our life which made us really happy. But this moment in which we heard this hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the man is going to be with the one whom he loved, made us happiest the most. That was the most happiest moment in our life. Because we knew that our hearts are filled with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my dear brothers, I end with this. Three things make someone love someone. Three things. One is a person loves someone because of him being perfect in something. Perfectionist. Kamal. A person is being perfect in something. Second thing is Jamal. Beauty. You know, because of beauty somebody loves someone. And third thing, my dear brothers, on which a person gets in love with someone is favors. Favors. Yeah? My parents has had a lot of favors on me. And those favors are making me love for him. Making me love them. All of these three things are in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Perfect in every aspect of life. Most beautiful. Every way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is beautiful. And the most favors he has upon us, because he has shown us the way for salvation in this world and in the hereafter. He told us who Allah is. He brought us Quran. Allah revealed on him. He is the one who conveyed the whole deen to us. Can you imagine three days a person is being hungry for his ummah. On the day of judgment, he says, in one hadith it comes, Allah will send a ride for me to take me to Jannat. When this ride will arrive next to me, I will put my hand on it. Not to disobey Allah, that Allah has sent a ride for me to go into Jannat, and I'm not obeying Allah, I will put my hand just to follow the order of Allah. But I will not sit. I will not go into Jannat until I make sure that my ummah is in Jannat also. Until I make sure that the whole ground of Qiyamat, whole plane of Qiyamat, everybody is saying nafsi, nafsi. There's only one person who is saying, Ya Rabbi Ummat. In that day, he is also thinking about us. I will end with this, my dear brothers and sisters. This is very amazing. How can he love us so much? And how much we are neglectful of our Prophet, of the love he had for us. That at the time of death, when Jibreel alayhissalam came and he seek permission, that Israel is standing outside and he is seeking permission from you to come inside to take your soul. Allahu Akbar. He gave him permission. And when he started taking the soul out, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam felt pain. And the narration it says that he inquired from Jibreel, "Oh Jibreel, what is this pain for?" He said, "Ya Rasulullah, you are being transferred from one universe to another universe. This is the pain of this transfer. Oh Jibreel, everybody has to go through this pain." "Yes, Ya Rasulullah, everybody will go through this pain. Allahumma a'inni ala ghamarat al-maut wa sakarat al-maut." This is the dua for that. So look what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Forgetfully, we don't even remember him. We are killing his ways. And what did he say to Jibreel? "Jibreel, let me have the pain of my entire ummah right now so they don't have to go through this." May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to act upon what we have heard.